It's your girl, Exclusively L, and you know that you are in the place to be. Welcome to yet another edition of Exclusively L Presents. Today, I'm in the booth, and I'm in the building with two brothers. No, for real, two brothers. They really are brothers. And they are giving it back to us in our community and for you, for the love of God, because they have put together one heck of a gospel album. I wanted to say something else, but I don't want to get struck. But I'm not going to keep talking right now because y'all don't want to hear from me. Let's bring them in. I got Willie Will and I got Jazz Digger in the building. What's up, you guys?
What's going on?
Listen, I've been rocking with these guys for, well, Jazz is a little bit more new to me. Will and I have a little bit of history because, Will, you've done The Gift, which is an older album of yours that was a solo project. And also, you and Kat did something, which was a former artist that you were collaborating with. So I'm very familiar with your work. And it's been about 6 years since we've been able to kind of collaborate with one another and get you in the booth. That is way too long. So.
Yeah, I know, right? I've been seeing you out here in these streets.
You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute now. Right, I wasn't in the streets like that, so I'm going to need you to clarify.
Not like that. Just clarify. Yeah, not like that. But, you know, he was trying to say he saw you in the Holy Spirit.
He saw me out here doing the work of God. I was doing the work of God. You're right. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Now, Jazz, tell us a little bit about you. I want to start with you instead of Will because I am familiar with Will. So tell the people, what's going on with who Jazz is as an individual?
Man, well, let me just tell you, I mean, this dates back way far. And obviously, I am a lover of Christ who has redeemed me. You know what I mean? I mean, we all have a past. So, you know, there was a time that I was wildin', you know what I mean? But God had to, you know, smack me up. And he has definitely, you know, giving me an appreciation for who he is, for who he is to me. I have been out here singing. I'm kind of like the Nate Dogg out here for, like, everybody. So, on those projects that you were talking about from Will, you know what I'm saying, I'm on them as the male voice. I have a few of my own projects out there, you know what I'm saying? And this is just something that, for me, I feel like it's a full circle situation, you know what I'm saying, bringing it back to, you know, the core of where we came up and how we came up and bringing these hymns back to fruition the way that God intended them to be, but just with a different little flair to them, you know?
Yo, they have an amazing flair to them, let me say. So let me tell the people, I backed up, I mentioned a couple of drops as far as some older projects, but today, in the present, the new project is called The Hymns, and that is let me get my spelling together here. I ain't got no glasses on. So H-Y-M-N-Z. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to make sure I got it right because it is, of course, a brand messaging and marketing situation. We all know. But nonetheless, I want them to know where to go and get the cuts at because I've actually listened. There are 20 songs on the album, on the collaborated project between these two brothers, and the songs are dope. I want to get into my favorites, if you guys don't mind, because I did listen.
All right.
So I really liked As the Deer. I thought the beat was dope.
Okay.
I put it, you know, don't judge me. I put it in my workout playlist because, you know, I'm getting married. Right. Amen. So I got to get in my wedding dress. Okay. So I had, thank you. So I had to put it in my workout playlist because I was trying to, you know, trying to get in that dress. So I loved that song. I loved that song. That song was dope. The other one of my favorites, you're welcome. The other one I liked was Come Through.
Come Thou Fount.
Mm-hmm. I wrote my notes down in pencil. I wrote it in pencil, so, you know, I told you my eyeballs is missing. So, the harmonies. You were talking about Jazz. You were talking about being kind of the guy Nate Dogg in the Christian version. So, that is what I heard. I heard a lot of harmonizing. I heard a lot of the background vocals. being blended in different formats. I understood from reading the bio on you guys that your dad was in a quartet. So there was a lot of singing going on in the back.
Yeah.
And that was back in the day where there's a cappella, there's a lot of harmony. You got to hold your part. Don't be messing up because you mess up the whole group if you don't hold your part. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. All of that.
So I heard that in that song. Also, Tis So Sweet. The harmonies was good in there. That's the one right there. Now.
Yeah.
That was the move for me. For me. Okay. But if I go into my church background, because of course that's where it all starts for us, melanated people, okay, is in church. So I really liked Blessed Assurance, and I liked What a Friend, because they are older hymns, and they are hymns that are sung in the congregation where, you know, you open up the hymn book, you turn to page such and such, and you gotta sing like all the verses, and you gotta know all of them, okay? Not just the chorus.
Yeah, yeah.
Or else you will get looked at strange. You need to know the whole thing. So I liked the spin that you guys put on it, because it gave it a more youthful approach, made it more more fun to listen to.
Yeah.
I could hear the personalities between the two of you and how you fed off of each other, but I could still hear the core of it being an old school gospel song. And that is what was super enjoyable about listening to my preview sample that I had. I'm gonna throw it out there. No shade, but a little bit of shade, because I'm gonna need my tracks. Now, what I will ask you is this. You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm gonna ask you this. Now, I know that there was hip hop, there was R&B, and now there's gospel. Well, there probably always was gospel, but why gospel? I mean, did you feel like you guys had to because you didn't want to get in trouble because that's what it was in the household, or the journeys that life experiences have shared and spread on you made you feel like you wanted to give back? Why gospel? Will, I'm going to start with you. Why?
You know, in all honesty, I'll say, you know, when I first started the Willie Will thing, you know what I'm saying, years ago, you know what I'm saying, we're now seasoned artists, you know what I'm saying, but it was just because it's how we came up, and, you know, we came up having to sneak secular music, you know what I'm saying, we couldn't listen to it out loud, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, worldly music wasn't allowed in our home like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and with our parents, you know, like, keeping an ear to what we doing, you know what I'm saying? We couldn't cuss in our raps, and we couldn't, you know, talk about, oh, baby, won't you do this, do that? Like, we couldn't do none of that, you know what I'm saying? But we still had such a love for music, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, well, whatever I gotta talk about, I'll talk about, you know what I'm saying? I just wanna rap. I just wanna spit. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of the early stuff was, you know, we sprinkling God in there, but I'm like, I rip MCs with the microphone.
Yeah.
Praise God, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I want some
I heard a lot of it was Wu-Tang, and you know, you guys had
the
Wu-Tang Clan and Nas,
yeah,
so I get it, I get it.
Yeah, you know, and we was into, you know, that raw, rugged hip hop, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we couldn't deny, our church upbringing, but nobody is born a Christian.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, yeah, we went to church, but it wasn't real to us until later in life, you know what I mean? And so now, you know, fast forward to now, nobody makes me, I mean, I'm a grown man. Nobody makes me have to do a certain kind of music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, this comes from the heart, you know? We do gospel because we love God, period.
I Understood.
You know what I'm
understood.
It's not just like music is one of the many platforms through which we can glorify God. Like me personally, my life is on some go. How many different ways can I bring glory to God? You know what I mean? Why? Mm-hmm. Because God saved me, period, point blank. And I'm thankful. I want to tell the world about Jesus. I want to tell the world who God is to me, what he's done for me in my life, and how he has rescued me from myself. I want to tell the whole world. You know what I'm saying? So
of course.
I do that through social media. I do it through writing. You know what I mean? I write, like, you know, articles. I do it through the music, you know what I'm saying? Like, however, whatever platform I can use to tell people about Jesus, man, you know what I mean? That's, like, I'm using it for the glory of God. And so, and the thing is, you know, me and Jazz, we have done the majority of our musical careers separately, but together, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's the way, we've done a couple of projects together, you know what I mean? Actually, we did, what, two, one and a half? Two of them. We did one back in 2000, we did a half one back in 2010. And so this is our third effort doing it together, but for the most part, I've been doing really well. He's been doing Jazz Hither, you know what I'm saying? And this was like, yo, let's come together, you know, and do this kind of thematic project just for the glory of God, you know what I mean? And for the true church, you know what I mean? For the people who love God. This project is for people who love God.
This project, no. Now wait a minute. I'm gonna stop you. This project is not just for people who love God. This project is for everybody, because somebody's souls need to be delivered, and somebody's needing to be saved, and somebody's journey has been a little rough and tough, like Afro Puffs. I'm just saying, okay? Don't get me to preaching, because I didn't go to church today. But I'm just letting you know. I had to correct you a little bit. I'm sorry. I got a little adamant. I jumped on out there.
I'm sorry.
I jumped. I had to jump out the choir stand and hit up the pulpit real quick, but I'm gonna go back to the choir stand. I'm gonna go back to my choir stand spot. My bad.
Okay. I digress. But you're right. You know what I mean? When I say for people who love God, I mean, it will be nostalgic, and
it is.
Will be. It will be enjoyed by people who really love God. And when I say enjoyed, I mean the content of it.
I know.
Music lovers will love it. If you love music, you know what I'm saying? This is not really, you know, I feel like this is more time to music. It's not Trinity music.
That's why I jumped in and I stopped you and said it's for everybody, because no matter what, even if you are a party who listens to music and you're not really like, I don't really know if I want to turn to the gospel station and hear, you know, church songs, you definitely want to hear this album that these guys have put together, because it is not your average. It's not, no shade to Kurt. You know, but it's not a Kirk Franklin. It's not a John P. Key. It is actually, it's actually an album that you wanted to stand outside the record store and get the big homie to go up in there and buy for you, because it said parent explicitly on it. But you don't have to worry about it. You can go in there and buy it yourself, because it's good. You know what I'm saying? It's that good. It is. And I've rocked with you guys for a long time. So I was really excited about the brotherly collab. Now Jazz, you know, Will, he likes to talk. We're gonna take Will out of the seat and get a microphone away from him. Let's get his mic to Jazz. Will pretty much explained a lot with regards to why gospel, but I'm gonna spin that question, and I'm gonna ask that to you. Now, does it pretty much play the same way for you, or is it a different feeling for you, because you've said you've had a little bit of a life experience that kind of took you down a road, and then you had to look at the fork and come back around again?
Oh, yeah. And I think that's, it's necessary. It was necessary for us to grow foundation established. You know what I mean? So that no matter what we do, where our real source was, both of us have had the opportunity to do secular music and go full fledged in a career in that. So when I said, you know, that I was like a big dog, I meant like, you know, I'm on a lot of people's choruses. You know, the hook guy.
You're the hook guy. You know, okay, that's great to know. I might have to hire you.
Right on. Not that I sing like Nate Dogg. I mean, he is a classic legend, but our voices are very different. You know what I mean? But I just meant in regards of I was kind of the guy to call on for a hook or a chorus aside from doing my own project. But as far as wavering from gospel music,
good.
I think that was a point to A, how we were raised, but aside from that, who God was in our lives. Like, we could have went down that path very easily, which I feel is a saturated path. There's enough people talking about everything that they're talking about, but you know, not enough people talking about Jesus the right way. And when I say the right way, I mean, because obviously we've all, like I said, had a past and we've gone through things, but to not acknowledge who he is and what he's done for us, you know what I'm saying, which is the main reason why we are still able and to be able to be chosen ones to walk that path, like, it is an honor, I feel, and why would I not, you know, everybody about that, you know what I mean? So, there was, to me, there wasn't really a choice. For me personally, even if I wanted to do R&B and be on some Usher, Joe, Donnell Jones type stuff, like, it wouldn't even feel right in my spirit. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. And that was essentially kind of a prelude to my next question. You just kind of answered it. I was going to say, how difficult has it been for the two of you to, you know, kind of stay true to your God-given gift and not steer off the course? But one, you really, you know, it was in the house, so you gonna do X, Y, Z growing up.
Yeah, it was you know? Oh, you go,
yeah, you're gonna. There is no choice. But when you become grown and you have, you know, outside of interferences as far as friends, as far as, you know, your neighborhood that you're coming up in, as far as different choices that are out there in the streets, you know, you kind of, you make decisions that aren't always the greatest. And, you know, yeah, your parents don't agree to, and maybe God is looking down and he's shaking his head like, ooh, look at my child down there messing up.
Mm-hmm. You're right, because we all kind of have, you know, those moments where you're right. And so we do have those moments where you're just like, you're wanting to put out something that sounds different than what you've done for 15, 20 years. You know what I mean? But it's just like, what would that look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, am I just sounding just like everybody else out there? And that was never our goal. We never wanted to sound like everybody else, but we wanted, you know what I'm saying, the God-given talent to be seen and to be known. And so it's just like, behind that, we have to be like, okay, well, he's the one who gave us the talent. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, he's the one that sustains us. Therefore, why would we not talk about him? You know what I'm saying? So nobody wants to hear Kirk Franklin in the bedroom, right?
I don't really think that's going to go down the right way, no, sir, but, you know, that's just me.
I mean, but the thing was, I had thought about that, and even in that, I'm like, okay, well, there's a way that I can do a love song that is coming from someone who is a Christian. I don't have to talk about Wayne Trey songs and all these cats do, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like, you know, no matter what we're doing, if we're giving God the glory, he's going to uplift, you know what I'm saying, the project or even the platform that you're doing it upon. And all it takes is one.
And you're right. And you know, the energy is going to be right anyway. I mean, you can still listen to that while you're picking out your outfit. You know what I'm saying? In the bedroom.
Oh,
you can still, you know, there's still ways to be able to go ahead and have your joy and have your vibe and have your energy right. Because at the end of the day, that is what gospel music is here for. It's a uplift. It's a bring up. It's a feel good. It's a powerful movement. Okay? It's the good news. It's the news that you turn on and you don't hear about what's going on in the community that's negative. It's the good news.
Yeah. I mean, no one has ever given good news in depressive, you know what I'm saying, forms of music. You know what I'm saying? So the music, especially if you're spreading the gospel, you're giving the gospel, or you're letting people know the gospel, that it should be done in a way that is uplifting, you know, and a way that is going to not only benefit those who are listening, but to uplift you as the one who's giving it, who's putting it on that platform. And so that's the angle that we've taken, and that's the push we are with it. And it's like, it's awesome to see the response, because this was definitely different for both of us, you know, different ways. And if you hear our projects, we've never done anything like this.
Well, what inspired the album for the two of you to come together? Like, why now?
Hey, let me take this one real quick, Tim. Yo, you got it. Okay. So, hey, I'm gonna be 100% honest. You know what I'm saying? When this was first brought to the table, and I'm thankful, because my brother he brought it to me, and he said, oh yeah, you know, we want to do like hip hop Tim. And I'm like, oh man, you know, the one thing that I've never ever done in my whole entire life is play myself. You know what I'm saying? And with that, I mean, if we're being, you know, completely transparent.
We are.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We've seen attempts that people do, whether it's in church or, you know, when they're just trying to appeal to a crowd and those who are melanated. Know what I'm saying?
I do.
They're like, oh, let's take these modern songs. Let's take these modern songs and put some Jesus to them. Or let's take, you know, this hymn and put it to the 50 Cent beat or whatever. And it's just, the attempts are corny. They're never really received the right way. And so when he said, oh, yeah, let's do that, I was just like,
You didn't know, but you didn't know what he had. He had his creativity was flowing. He wasn't going to take no Tupac or Biggie or none of them beats and try to make something happen. He was already on it.
No, this I knew, but I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, there's only so much you can do with him if you're not rewriting them and, you know, completely rearranging them. So I couldn't fully see the lane that he, you know, talking about. And all he told me to do, he said, you know what, take the idea, pray on it, you know what I'm saying? And it really took, like, before we actually got started and I was, you know, jumping in, it really did. It took like a good 3 weeks to a month to really like let just that part, you know what I'm saying, soak in. And I really had to pray on it. And I'm like, I said, you know, God, like, you've seen the other avenues that's out here and you see what people need out here, so for us to do a hymn that people wouldn't understand, like how could we do that effectively? And literally, the more I prayed on it, the more I, you know, was like playing with it, and he was coming at me, you know, with what he was doing, like God made it more clear, you know, of how it could reach the people. And it really started to come together, and it was crazy, because this was only supposed to be, that album that you hear, only supposed to be half of that. It was only 10 songs.
20 songs! I got 20 songs out of God answering your prayer. Oh, thank you, God!
So, what happened was, the more we started recording them, the more other ones kept coming up. And each time we would record one, it sounded better than the last one that we just recorded. And we just, it kept going. We had to cap it. We were like, okay, we'll stop at 20. We'll stop at 20. But God kept giving them, and there's so many more that we didn't.
I know, because my favorite one is missing. I wanted to hear Pass Me Not. I really wanted to hear that. So maybe there could be like a hymns too. What about part?
We already were even talking about that too.
Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about the fact that there may even have to be another volume. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We didn't get this, you know, completely out. We were, this, I don't even want to say this was a test. but this was initially like a passion project, and like I said, God blessed it. And I mean, the response to it has been awesome. But this is really, I feel like this is the type of vehicle that will bring people closer to God. Like, if you don't understand it, you want to understand it.
Listen, this is going to be a volume one, a volume two, a volume three, a volume four. Need I keep going? This is like, you remember them old school encyclopedias that was, you know, back in the day you had to order from TV? And there was like a ton of them. You know, we all tried to do our book reports from out the encyclopedia. And the teacher was like, I know this volume, okay? This is you plagiarizing over here, okay? That is what HIMSS is going to be. It's going to be like the encyclopedias where you guys got to keep coming up with volumes because there's so many dope old school HIMSS. And the way that you guys hit these HIMSS and the way that your creativity flows with rearranging them, slicing them up, cutting them up, taking them apart, doing the harmonies in the background to them, hitting them with the hip hop on top, and including your own personal journey in them. This cannot just be, you can't just drop one thing on us. We thank you, but I'm gonna need you guys to get to work. I'm gonna create some work for you. You know what I mean? Now, moving forward, what can we expect from you? I mean, obviously, volume two and three are coming. I'm just going to put that out there. They did not officially say that, you guys, for my listeners, but I'm letting them know that that's what we want. I got your back. That's what we want to hear. So I got you guys. So hopefully more projects together and solo projects. Am I right?
Yeah, all of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's what I will ask individually. Jazz, I'm going to address you. Looking back, this is going to be the same question, Will, so think about it. Jazz, looking back, if you could change something about the past, what would it be and why?
Oh, well, I'll make that real quick. I would have just, you know, I would have came to Christ the right way sooner because I just feel like there were a few different situations in my life that didn't have to be. You know, and yes, I did learn from this, but having God in my life the right way for that would have curbed it. That's it.
Okay. Will, same question applies to you, Will. That is pretty simple, and that's actually very honest, so I appreciate your candor in sharing it like that. Now, Will, same question. What's going on with you?
Yeah, on the real, I feel like that is the foundation of everything else I would change in my life. If I had known Jesus for real sooner, you know what I'm saying, then I could have sidestepped a whole lot of regrets that I had to this day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. Here I am. I mean, been married and divorced twice. You know what I'm saying? Gone through a whole lot. Here's the thing. I actually used to be a pastor of the church. You know what I'm saying? But I look back and I wonder if I was even a Christian when I was a pastor. And please don't get it twisted. There are hundreds of probably thousands of Christians and pastors in churches today that I don't believe are saved. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason for all the scandals that we have and all the, you know, things get uncovered. And they even did a movie on Hunt for Jesus about, you know, stuff that goes on in the lives of church leaders behind the scenes. It's real dark and real wicked, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of mess going on from people who lead in churches, but they don't even know God, you know what I'm saying? And I was one of them. Who had sin going on in my life, in my heart, you know what I mean? Behind the scenes, while up on the stage talking about God, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And because a lot of us, like you said, we come up in church, that's our upbringing, you know what I mean? And then it feels weird to not go to church because you went to church your whole life, you know what I'm saying? But still, you have the same wicked desires that you did before knowing Christ. And God finally saved me for real.
I think that
when God saved me for real, then I look back at a whole life filled with regret. You know what I'm saying? Regretting all of my sinful mistakes, sinful decisions and choices and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So so many regrets I have, you know what I'm saying? And good friend of mine said something to me, and I just felt it resonated with me. I think she said that this album, Him, is like the oil that comes from, the crushing, you know what I'm saying, of, when your life is crushed, you know what I'm saying, then oil drips from it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this is, this album is like the oil that comes from the crushing of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This past couple years just been really hard, going through my second divorce. You know what I'm saying? And it's just been tough, you know what I'm saying? And this album was really birthed out of that, you know what I mean? Because, singing the original versions of these hymns that always really encouraged me, because the words of the hymn are so Christ-centered and gospel-centered.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I feel like in gospel music, we got way far away from talking about the cross in our music, and talking about Jesus, and talking about sin and repentance, and you know what I mean? Like, these are the core themes of the Bible, but I feel like in gospel music, it's hard to hear that stuff now. We hear about our struggles. You know what I mean? We hear about the black struggle. You know what I mean? So we have songs like Never Would Have Made It.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, just smile. You know, even though I'm going through this, I just smile. You know what I mean? And there's no gospel in that. You know what I'm saying? Because just smile is not good news for my life. You know what I mean? Never Would Have Made It isn't good news. I need something that I could hold on to that's going to be good news for me. You know what I'm saying? So when I read and sing the words of these hymns, you know what I mean? Like, and I encourage anybody who's listening to the album, you know what I mean? Go to the lyrics and follow along with the lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Because the lyrics is really good news that we can hold on to. And if we believe what we're singing, it will enrich your soul.
Listen, and that's how it works with all songs. You hear the song on the radio, you know the words, and you're flabbergasted because you're like, oh, I can sing this one. I can sing along with it. And you get excited. And if you are, if you guys are anything like I know you are, because I know you are, you guys have been doing this business for a very long time and sharing the passion behind it. More than just the business, but the passion that comes with it. Because being an artist is not easy. It's not lucrative. Trust me. And sometimes some of these albums don't hit like we thought they was hitting, and you get out there and it ain't hitting. And you looking sad and you like back to the drawing board because, well, I thought we had something. But when you have passion behind it and you put your heart and soul and your life experiences, whether good or bad, into the songs, and you allow the lyrics to be available for other people to read along and sing along, then it becomes part of their routine and their life. Mm-hmm. And they can enjoy some of the things and life experiences that you've been through. They have been going through too, unbeknownst to you. And then you're like, hey, we all in this together. Hello? Yeah.
And you know what, and if I may interject real quick.
Sure.
We want to clarify, you know what I'm saying, because we don't want, anybody in a sense coming for our necks. Not that we have a problem with people coming for our necks if it's, just the right way, but we're not saying that anything is wrong with having to smile or, saying that you never would have made it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we get it. We all like stuff in testimonial.
I get it. I get the clarity you're trying to make. But
yeah, I'm just saying,
here on my show, I want you to be open and honest. Nobody's coming for your neck. You got the bodyguard behind you. God is above you and behind you. I got your back. So ain't nobody coming for nobody's neck. We get to say what we want to say freely. This is not somewhere where you're going to get persecuted. And we're not putting you up there to throw stones at you. You okay. Those are great songs. Those are great songs. You welcome.
I was saying that, you know what I mean? Aside from that fact, we know that it's testimonial. I think that we're being 100%, you know, again, transparent. Our style of music, which is usually, you know, kind of rooted in hip-hop and R&B, soul, funk, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as gospel goes, there's been a message missing for years. You know what I'm saying? Like, a core root of the message. We do it basically, I mean, we've been doing it just because it's kind of like the style. And when I say we, I mean African-American people, you know what I'm saying? Like, have been doing it because it's a style we came up in. It kind of originated in slavery and the whole nine. You know, God got us through the river, waves. In the water.
Got a little salt and pepper in there.
I mean, you know, like, you know, it's saying God's going to trouble the water. Now, here's the thing, because even in that, you know what I'm saying, gospel music is birthed out of all of those plays, hymns, right?
A painful.
But at the same time, you know, the gospel isn't actually in those hymns. If we move forward however many hundred years, we're still emulating the same practice of singing songs, you know, under the umbrella of gospel that aren't spreading good news.
Understood.
We're talking about the sacrifice of Christ's blood that covers up and reconciles us back to him. You know what I mean? And so, like, that's the core of all of this. And it's nothing wrong with your testimony, or we're just saying, hey, you know, you can literally add that part in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That part, all we're saying is that part has been excluded.
And you know, you are here to bring it back.
Story, because your story is your story, and your story is what God gave you. You know what I'm saying? But we're excluding the core of that story. You know what I'm saying? He could have never brought you through what he brought you through had his blood not been shed on the cross.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
So it's just kind of a refocusing of, not, I won't even say our priorities, but just a refocusing of what we're putting out there for the masses. You know what I'm saying? And so we don't want people to think that, hey, everything's all good as long as I made it.
Yeah, that's not true. That's not true.
That's not what it is. You know, there we have to know that we made it because of who he is, the grace that he has given us and allows for us to still, in a sense, be here is another opportunity that we have to give him glory. You know what I mean? So we want our message to be clear. You know what I'm saying? We're not, you know what I'm saying, downing anyone's process, but as Christian artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've been watering down the message for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And it starts to be prevalent in our generation of children that we have.
Yeah, we see that already. You know, mm-hmm. So I want to thank you guys for having fertilizer to give to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, the lines have been blurred, you know? And so we just... That's why we said we wanted to be clear. We don't want any blurred lines no more, man. You know what I mean? I mean, we're losing our baby. You know, we just had that big old shooting in Nashville.
And Tennessee. Mm-hmm.
That Christian school. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a Christian school.
Is that
someone
it was.
That Christian school was holding on to a right that the enemy said, hey, it's their fault that you didn't. You know what I'm saying? That you are dealing with. And the lines are blurred. The confusion that Satan is putting on these people, you know what I'm saying, is crazy. And we need the clarity, you know what I'm saying? How great is our God? Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. That was my number five, too. It was on my list. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal.
Yes.
We know that the lines are blurred. We know we don't want no Robin Thicke issues. We really don't, okay? We know that we want the message to be clear. We know what you want to provide to the community. I keep saying we, us three here in the booth know. But the people out there out in the world don't know. So you guys need to know to go ahead and download Hymns. I believe it's on all digital platforms. Please correct me if I'm wrong because I want to be clear. Okay?
Oh, no, you're right.
Now, if you want to see these two brothers perform in person, live and direct, please show up with your wicker basket because we'll be passing the bowl around for offering. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. I'm joking. But if you want to see them... If you want to see them perform... Because if they show up with the gold basket, then somebody might try, you know, to have some wicked ways. So I'm just saying, you know...
With the crushed velvet
in the inside. You know what I'm saying? So they might think that they could take it to the pawn shop. It's not going to be worth anything. Right. Mm-hmm.
We gotta be safe.
But if you guys want to see them, in all honesty, perform live and direct, and you want to see them, I don't even want to say perform, because it's really not a performance. It is a experience of music being shared to a community that is hurting, that is crying, that is needing it, even if you don't know you're needing it. These brothers is going to get on the stage. They're going to give you their souls, and it's going to happen at Rumba Notes on April 28th. It is for Soul Cafe, and they will be on stage sharing featured artists, being on stage sharing their experiences through their new album, Hymns. I cannot be more adamant. Please make sure you're showing up. Doors open at 9. You got to get your money together because there's a little bit of a cover fee, okay? You got to pay the money at the door. And the address, for those of you who don't know, you don't have to be in Washington. You can be out of state. If you're flying in and you need something to do, come down to the Rumba Notes, April 28th, 5041 Rainier Avenue South. That is where they will be. That is where you would catch them. Before we exit out, brothers, is there anything else you want to go ahead and share? Willie Will, Jazz Digga, man, holla at the people. Let them know what's going on here.
Hey,
Will,
let them know, man. Yo. I mean, y'all know me. You say Moti. But look.
He's the same OG. He's the gangster for God now. He's the same OG for God. Okay.
Hey, it just came out. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we, come on, man. Like we're from the culture. You know what I'm saying? And like, we came up on the same music that everybody else, all the other, you know, black people our age came up on. You know what I'm saying? God has done something in our hearts, and that we want to extend the same offer that we receive to everyone else. You understand? And God is good. God sent his son to die for us. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to stand before God, and we're going to give an account for our lives. The thing is, without Jesus, we have nothing. Without Jesus, we have no hope. That's the message of our music, that's the message of our lives, you know what I'm saying? That God has extended such mercy and grace in the person of Jesus Christ, you know what I mean? He has given us a gift that we could not earn ourselves. The best thing we could do is receive it, you know what I mean? And so the message in every track on the album and every track on our older albums, you know what I'm saying, goes. Receive this free gift, man. That's the message. Receive the gift of salvation through the mercy and the grace of Christ. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all we got. You know what I mean?
That is it. Kind of the bottom line. And at the end of the day, we also, coming from the culture, we understand don't nobody want to be, you know, corny out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know you want to still bop. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So the music is for you to work out to, clean the house to, roll in the whip to, you know what I'm saying? Play in front of your grandma, you know what I mean? Like, with all your kids, you don't have to worry about. doubt it being something that's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I do, and I was excited and telling my mom about it, actually, and I was like, you know, I got an interview to do today with these brothers, and I'm so excited, and I love, because remember, when I started, it was Soul Food Sundays, an hour of, I did an hour to an hour and a half of gospel only in the morning on Sundays, and then in the evening, I would come back and do my second show, which was Neo Soul and just our contemporary soul R&B. So it was really hard to run two shows. And like you guys, I found myself going to see artists on stage. And I'm kind of like, I'm trying to run a gospel show, but I got people sending me flyers with, you know, explicit stuff on the front of it. And because they want me to come to their show. And I'm like, this really doesn't match. And I'm really torn between two different worlds. So I had to kind of take a step back and pray my way through and see what's going on and make some changes. But when I told my mom about it, it was something I was excited about. And she was like, well, I'm gonna need to hear that. If you say that it's good like that, I would like to play that in my car. So I might need two copies. I might need two copies. One for me and one for my Dukes. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all gotta get my Dukes, right?
It has been a pleasure talking with you guys. I'm not going to hold you. You know, I'm not going to hold you long. Ain't that what y'all say? Ain't going to hold you. Ain't going to hold you. But then we get into another 30 more minutes of sermon. But we ain't going to do that to you guys. I appreciate you guys' time. I appreciate you guys sharing with us. Again, Radio World, go and get the album. I cannot stress that enough. These brothers have shared their life. They have answered questions for you. They have put out good music into the community to make you feel uplifted, to give back to yourselves, give back to your kids, give back to your family, give back to your community, give back to everybody that means something, because everybody somewhere has some kind of purpose here on this life, whether you know it or not. And listening to this album is going to make you and help you find what that purpose is. I guarantee it. This your girl, Exclusively L, Jazz Digga, and Willie Will. Thank you guys for joining me in the booth. You guys, until we meet again, my friends, love is life, life is love, but this music, it stays universal, baby. Deuces.
You know, hey, man, we love you, L. We appreciate you. Yeah, for real, L. Hey, man, thanks for having us on the show, yo.
No doubt.
Hey, appreciate it.